Bet about at whatever cost to ourselves got a big hand. The talking buzzard pulled his head out from under his wing, cracked an eye, went to town heckling the old wizard. That finally distracted him from his windier fancies.
Buzzard! If you were fit to eat, I'd be picking up kindling right now, he shouted.
Then he got back to business. The tree god has reason to suspect that the spike is now in ore. The White Rose, Silent, the Torx, and some of our smaller companions will drop into the city. With the help of the underground, they will establish a secure base. Then we'll take up the hunt. Raven, Case, and I, because of our considerable familiarity with the site, will go on to the Barrowland to see what can be learned there. That started a bunch of bitchin'. Raven didn't like being sent off someplace where Darlin wasn't. I didn't think these guys had the right to draft me into their adventure. I got pretty hot. Darlin took me aside and calmed me down, then convinced me that even if I remained committed to the Empire in my heart, helping her in this would not harm me. Maybe she was right when she said the evil she wanted to abort wouldn't respect allegiances or philosophies, that it would divide the world into two kinds of people, its enemies and its slaves. That was a little heavy to get down in one or two bites, but I said, all right, I'm just following Raven around anyway. Might as well keep on keeping on. So that was that. I gave in. I also started giving some thought to going back to herding potatoes as a career. No potato never talked anybody into making a fool of himself. Chapter 41 Smeds came out onto the porch of the Skull and Crossbones, figuring to shoot the shit with Fish, but found the only empty chair stood between Fish and the Nightcrawler Corporal. He wanted to turn around, but felt like he was committed. He plopped down.
Hey, Corp! Don't you ever do nothing but sit here and drink beer?
Not if I can help it.
That's the life. I ought to go sign up.
Yeah, you wouldn't like it. Where was you at 3 in the morning?
In bed, sleeping off one.
Lucky you. Ask me where I was at 3 in the morning.
Where were you at 3 in the morning?
With about 200 other guys out Shant, where they got all those buildings tore down and nothing new put up yet. Looking for a monster? Some guy reported there was a monster out there bigger than the Civil Palace.
Was there?
Not even a little one.
Was the guy drunk?
Would a sober man be out there at that time of night? Got something interesting coming here. Fish interjected, jutting his chin up the street. Smed saw 3 men and a woman. She was not much to look at and too old to be interesting anyway, but she looked tough. She carried weapons like a man. As a bunch, they looked as hard and tough as any Smeds had seen. But what made them stand out was the zoo they carried with them. The woman had a